You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And in the studio, I have the boys from Hot Filthy Garbage. It's Crumb and Bailey. How are you?
Good. Really good.
Yeah, really great. Really wonderful.
Are you feeling refreshed after the long weekend?
No, we're artists, so long weekends mean nothing to us.
Oh, cool. Same.
Well, yeah, we have different work ethics. So I had a great time. I went to the beach. I did some reflection. I got drunk on Friday.
Oh, solid.
It was wonderful. Yeah, I had a great time.
That's the thing about being working as an artist or freelancing. You can kind of choose which public holidays you actually treat as a public holiday.
We do really have different work ethics because I know your whole thing is like, I'm a freelancer. I don't get any. What is it?
No time off.
I get no time. I don't actually get any holiday, any annual leave. I'm like, I'm always on annual leave.
Any excuse.
I choose my holidays, and it's 6 days of the week.
You're what the National Party thinks artists are.
Yeah. And I want them to know that.
Yeah. Authentic. Yeah. Authentic artist. So your show, Hot Filthy Garbage, is returning to the stage for return season at Basement Theatre from tomorrow. So you won Best Debut and Best Use of Mayo at the Comedy Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Now, would that be a spoiler for your show if you told us what your best use of mayo was?
No, I don't think it's a spoiler. Also, we only used we did 5 nights in the Comedy Festival. Yeah. We used mayo in one of the nights.
Yeah, I knew that award existed, so I was really gunning for it, you know? And apparently I won because I was the only one who was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was between you and two other people, and I don't think the two other people really did anything with the mayo. He's actually the only use of mayo in a Comedy Festival show.
All right.
But we won't say what it was. We're not going to go into detail.
We're not.
Are we going to do it this week?
I guess so. You want me to eat mayo
again? On one of the nights. Okay, so you just ate some mayo?
Oh, no.
Oh, you only know half of the story, Annabelle.
Okay. Well, yeah, I've only seen someone eat mayo once.
In your entire life?
Mayo by itself, you know, like with a spoon.
Yeah,
and it was foul.
I know someone who does that because they really love it. It's like they'll scoop it out.
Yeah, no, that was the same thing. Yeah, I had an old flatmate who would do it just to make everyone feel uncomfortable.
My mouth feels slimy imagining it. It's not. It's not ideal.
It's nasty.
I won't go into how you use it.
No. We'll have to find out. You have to go.
Yes, you have to go.
And out of the awards, that is the one we're most proud of.
You should be. No, for sure. So what can people expect? Like, what kind of comedy show is this?
Unlike anything that you would usually see in the Comedy Festival, we're a duo in every sense of the word. Like, we're not, like, oftentimes you'll just see comics go up, they'll do 30 minutes, they'll come down, another comic will come up, but we're on stage the whole time together.
Yeah, so it's like what if Flight of the Conchords couldn't play music?
Less talented.
Yeah, and less talented and didn't have an HBO show.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, who's who?
I think I would probably
I'm both, actually. You're the guitar.
You beat me to the punchline. So we're both on stage the whole time. It's like sketch, improv, stand-up. It's the things that we kind of bonded over our love for. And it's actually kind of more of a theatre show about comedians rather than a comedy show. So
yeah, that's a good way to put it.
We play cartoonized versions of ourselves, kind of caricatures of these young, broke artists really trying to break into the scene and become famous.
Yeah.
But it's all about the journey of, like, what does that look like? Are we competing? Are we friends? Are we partners? Or will the industry tear us apart? Like, that's the kind of...
Yeah, professional jealousy is a big thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one. That's a deep well.
Yeah,
especially between us.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because, I mean, on your like, info about the show, it says you're best friends.
Mm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
After the show,
we'll see. We'll see after the season.
Reassess every night.
Yeah, yeah.
But the concept of best friends doesn't really make sense in adulthood. I feel like best friends is the thing you hold on to from when you're a kid because you only hang out with one.
Yeah, my real life best friend lives in a different country.
Yeah. My best friend drives trucks.
Exactly.
You can have multiple best friends, I think.
But you're just the guy I spend the most time with. I guess by virtue of what a child's definition of a best friend is, that's what you are.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You've twisted our arm.
Your best friend.
But by technicality, we are best friends.
Yeah.
We're not happy about it.
So had you worked in with comedy in comedy together previously?
Not in this way. This was kind of a heightening of the different ways. We met doing the Raw Comedy Competition in 2020.
Right,
we became professional comedians around the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so from then we just started gigging a lot. We started writing comedy with each other. And then you eventually asked me to join Bull Rush Improv, which is our improv troupe. Who are also performing this week at Basement Theatre.
Thursday
at 8:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
In the same room. Sorry to plug something else.
No, why not? Do it all.
Yeah, but no, so we, yeah, Bull Rush was like our kind of, we meet every week with Bull Rush, so we join up and do improv every week. So that's, yeah, part of our...
We both lost the Raw Quest, so we're both Raw Quest losers.
Yeah, nice.
That's what bonded us.
That is a good way to bond.
Yeah.
And so how did you approach creating a show together? Did you have any idea what it was going to be like?
Well, your background, Crumb's background is in theatre. He went to Toy Fikati.
I see.
So there's a whole background in making theatre and making a show. I've never done anything like this. and I think that shows in the way the show ended up coming together. But I really felt kind of like held and supported. And I write jokes and I can act and do stories. And that was kind of my two cents into the thing. But I really feel like you held the... bringing together of the show.
And we took the show up to Whangarei a few times, like a development seasons in Whangarei, and we had a really great director up there called Laurel Devaney. She was amazing. And yeah, Whangarei loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, clearly people loved it because you've brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people, I had a really great response in that first season at the comedy festival. My girlfriend's mom came and she, I was terrified.
Flicked.
I was literally the same night my actual mom came, but for some reason the story is about my girlfriend's mom. But she came and she was crying by the end of the show.
With the laughter?
The ending is somewhat emotional.
I love it.
In an absurd way.
Comedy with heart.
But she was genuinely like moved to tears by the ending of our show, which is, if you come watch the show, you'll see why that's also kind of funny that she was crying.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
So loved by all mothers.
Loved by at least mine and my girlfriend's mother. Yeah.
Two for two.
Yeah, because your mum didn't come.
No, my mum didn't come, but let's not talk about it.
There's just a seat at the front that says reserved for mum.
Yeah.
Ended up selling out two of the nights, which is really awesome. A lot of the people that we like, a lot of our friends came and watched, but because of the way Comedy Fest works, a lot of people also missed it. So we thought this would be a good opportunity for people who missed it to come and check out the show for what will probably be the last time we do it in Auckland for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe take it elsewhere at some point. But yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Now, is there anything that, I don't know, you might need to warn people about coming to the show?
I suppose you'd think it's obvious. It's quite not raunchy.
Raunchy is an interesting word to describe the show.
Sure, why not?
More homoerotic than we intended it to be.
Okay.
Do you not think?
Yeah, okay. I mean, yep.
It sounds great.
We take our shirts off during this show and...
How far through?
I'd say half hour. In the midpoint.
Okay, cool. So probably get there from the start for the
show. Yeah. Generally advisable to come from the beginning of the show for sure.
You're, otherwise, you get roasted when you come in.
We're roasting.
What kind of hat is that? Anyway, what's up next?
Yeah. Oh, don't come in late wearing a hat. You'll get decimated. You'll be decimated. So it's just kind of quite explicit, quite a lot of grown up. That's why I was scared about my girlfriend's mum coming to watch, because there's lots of explicit language on the show. And
that
I
R rated.
Yeah.
For raunchy.
Totally. Yeah. So only. I'm talking like only 11 up. That's our audience. Okay.
And we cut off at 72. That's
73 plus, you're not going to get the
gonna
references,
get it.
My dude.
You're not going to get it.
Yeah.
I like you've said that some of your influences includes I Think You Should Leave.
Totally.
Which is an incredible show. It sounds quite absurd.
Absurd, and I think also we just yell a lot.
We just yell a lot
in the show, which Tim Robinson also does in I Think You Should Leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
stunning.
Yeah. It's quite an absurd show.
Right, so when is it on? When can people come see?
It opens tomorrow night at Basement Theatre in the studio, 6:30 p.m. and runs till Saturday. Mm. It's Choose What You Pay.
Mm-hmm.
So you can choose
how much
money. Yeah, it's an initiative by Basement Theatre. I think mostly just to get bums on seats in theatres and get people out watching stuff again in this kind of like post-COVID theatre world. And also just like we're not expecting to buy a house after this, so just pay whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
You never know. If it's pay whatever, people could go high.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
People could pay $2,000 for a ticket.
Yeah.
You never know. And I love it. It's a tight hour show.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. thanks heaps for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us.
It's been great chatting. Been chatting to Crumb and Bailey, who currently have, starting tomorrow night, their show Hot Filthy Garbage is on at Basement Theatre. Get tickets from basementtheatre.co.nz.
Rock and roll.
Cheers, guys.
See you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.